Hello, welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm Justine Ward, your host. Today we continue our holiday celebration with Jack Benny and Dragnet. Although Jack Benny was known to be quite generous and philanthropic, he had a running gag on his show of being a tightwad. George Burns once quipped, "When Jack Benny has a party, you not only bring your own scotch, you bring your own rocks." So Christmas shopping is a perfect situation for lots of laughs at the expense of Jack Benny's cheap and petty character. Enjoy the Jack Benny Show, Christmas Shopping, first broadcast December 21st, 1947, on NBC.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, there are only three more shopping days till Christmas. So let's pick up Jack and Rochester on their way down to do their last-minute shopping.
Rochester, how is it from my house to downtown?
About 7 miles, boss.
Oh, fine. We ought to be there about noon.
Yeah, it's a good thing we started last night.
Yeah. Gee, there sure is a lot of traffic this time of year, and I have so much to do. I better check over this list. Clark Gable, a half a dozen shirts. Barbara Stanwyck, 1 dozen initial handkerchiefs. Gary Cooper, 2 pair of silk pajamas. Claudette Colbert, lace negligee. Rochester, I hope we can deliver these things by tomorrow.
Yeah, you promised them they'd have their laundry back before Christmas.
We may have to work nights. Oh, well, let's not worry about that now. Donna, we'll never get downtown at this rate. So slow riding behind the trolley.
Do you want me to cast off and hook onto a bus?
No, I can't sniff fumes. You know, Rochester, Christmas is a lot different now than it was years ago. I remember one Christmas Eve when I was a kid. The ground was covered with snow, and as I looked out the window, in the distance I could see someone dressed in. Suddenly there came a patter of hoofbeats and a knock on the door, and the door flew open, and a man said,
"The British are coming."
He did not. He said, "Merry Christmas." It was Santa Claus. Then he came into the house and gave my cousin Cliff a sled, my sister Florence a doll, and Rochester, you'll never guess what Santa Claus gave me.
What?
A violin.
That sweet old man did that.
Rochester, don't be so... Uh-oh, there's the store. We better start looking for a place to park. Here's a place. Slow down while I see what it says on the sign. This parking lot reserved for the patrons of the Paddock Swimming Pool Company. 1 hour free parking with each $6,000 purchase. Gee, it's a shame we've already have a swimming pool. Oh, look, here's another free parking lot. Let me see. This lot reserved for the patrons of Dr. Whiteside, the friendly dentist. 1 hour free parking with each tooth pulled. Rochester.
I went last time. It's your turn now.
Well, never mind. Let me out and you find a place to park the car. I got to meet Miss Livingston.
Okay.
See, there's certainly a lot of people downtown today.
Jack, oh, Jack.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Jack, I've been waiting for 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got held up in traffic. Let's go in the store. Mary, you have my Christmas list, haven't you?
Yes, here it is.
What does it say?
It says, "Dear Jackie boy, I couldn't meet you last night because a customer spilled a chocolate soda all over my uniform. So I..."
The list is on the other side. Give it to me.
Wait a minute, Jack. Who's Josephine?
The little blonde car hop at Simon's Drive-In. She used to work at the Glendale branch, but they promoted her to Beverly Hills. Gee, I hope that chocolate soda incident doesn't send her back to Glendale. You know, she's very pretty, Mary. The drive-in uses her pictures in all their newspaper ads.
Oh, yes, I remember. She was Miss Cheeseburger of 1946.
Yeah, she'd have made it this year, too, but her mustard was on crooked. Just goes to show you. Fate. A little thing like that, huh? Let me see that list, Mary.
Here you are.
Gee, I still have to buy a present for my old girlfriend, Gladys Abisko. I don't know what to get her. You think she'd like a lipstick?
I don't know. She got lips.
Yes. Oh, stop being so catty. I know what. I'll just send her some flowers. Now, come on. Before I do any shopping, I want to open a charge account. There's the credit department over there.
Now, Mr. Benny, I think we have all the personal information we need. Now, would you tell us something about your financial qualifications? What are your assets?
Well, I own my own home, my own car. I have 3 paid-up insurance policies. I have a radio program, and I own some stocks and bonds.
I see. Now, what are your liabilities?
My liabilities?
The horn blows at midnight.
Mary.
The horn blows at midnight. Oh, yes, that was a picture.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Benny, in what bank do you keep your money?
The Bank of America, California Bank, Security Trust Company, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Mercantile Trust Company, Security Savings Bank, First National Bank of New York, Pittsburgh Trust Company, National Bank of Commerce.
Can I help you, young man?
Help me?
Yes, yes, you've been standing in front of this counter for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Well, that's understandable. You're confused because it's Christmas time. You've got the Christmas spirit. You're doing your Christmas shopping and you're looking at so many different things.
Well, that explains why I'm confused in December, but what about the other months?
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm just standing behind this counter because in a moment of enthusiasm, I sold my pants.
Oh, well, I'd like to get something for my parents.
Oh, your mother and father, eh?
Yeah, how did you know?
Oh, I just figured it out.
Gee whiz, I don't know what to get for my mother.
You know, young man, looking at you, I can just picture your mother.
You can?
Yes, small, petite, gentle, a kindly smile for everyone, and spends most of the time sitting in a rocking chair knitting.
That's my father. Now try and guess my mother. Oh, boy, she sure makes him toe the mark.
You mean your father's afraid of your mother?
Oh, everybody's afraid of my mother. When I was born, the stork left me a block away from the house.
What?
It's a good thing I knew the address. Gee, I wish I knew what to buy my mother for a Christmas present. Oh, I know. I'll get her one of these. What size is this one?
38.
No, that'll be a little too small. What size is this one here?
That's a 44.
That's fine. Put some bullets in it and wrap it up.
Yes, sir.
Send it to Mrs. Patricia Day and put a card in it saying, "With all my love, Dennis."
Yes, sir. I'll do that immediately.
First National Bank, Bank of Manhattan, Sacramento Savings and Trust, San Francisco Bank Exchange, and the Benny Trust Company of Waukegan.
Well, well, you certainly keep your money in a lot of different places.
Yes.
He's also got a St. Bernard with a coin slot in the brandy barrel.
That's in case I get lost, is it?
Well, Mr. Benny, as far as your credit is concerned, that's all the information we need.
Thank you. Now, come on, Mary. Let's get my shopping started. Let me see that list again. There's Don, Rochester. Say, Mary, what would be a good thing for a 9-year-old boy? I want to get something for little Stevie Kent.
Stevie Kent? Isn't he the little boy who tackled you in the football game and sprained your ankle?
Uh-huh.
And you're buying him a present?
Mary, it was an accident. He didn't mean to do it.
Then why are you suing him?
I'm not suing him. I dropped the case after he paid the doctor bill. Now, come on, let's try to...
Benny, Mr. Jack Benny, please report to the credit department.
Oh, darn it, what do they want now?
Pardon me, miss, would you mind waiting on me, please?
Why, yes, sir. What can I do for you all?
Well, honey, child. You the same little gal waiting on me last year. You from Alabama, ain't you?
I sure I am. Are you all from the South?
Am I all from the South? Honey, when I was born, a doctor held me up by my feet and slapped me with a candied yam.
Well, if it ain't little old Phil Harris.
That's me, baby. They purchased Louisiana because I was in it.
I don't doubt it for a minute. Now, what would you like to buy?
Well, I don't know.
How would y'all like to see something nice in lingerie?
Now, honey, you know you shouldn't throw me a line like that.
Gee, Mr. Harris, you're so cute.
Yeah, everybody notices it.
You know, Mr. Harris, you're so much different than I pictured you to be. On the radio, you're such a braggart. You sound so conceited.
That ain't nothing. Wait till I go on television.
Are you all going to go on television?
Honey, when a man is as good looking as I am, television ain't a luxury. It's a necessity.
Now, let me see. Let me see. I'm wondering, honey, what I can get for my wife. I'll tell you what. Hey, them negligees there.
Why, yes, sir. Shall I wrap it as a gift?
Yeah, and fix the package up so she can't peek into it. Seal it over with some of that scotch and soda tape.
I'll have it wrapped up for you in two shakes of some tail. Wait right here, Mr. Harris.
Mister, there was a call that I report back here to the credit department.
Oh, yes, Mr. Benny. The store has checked your financial standing, and we're happy to say that the papers are all ready for the loan.
Loan? I don't want to get a loan.
No, we do.
Well, how much...
Jack,
would you...
come on. You came here to do your Christmas shopping.
Oh, yes. You better call me at home, mister. Come on, Mary. I might as well buy the flowers for Gladys Abisco first.
Okay.
Hiya, Jack.
Huh? Oh, hello.
Long time no see.
That's right. Come on, Mary.
Jack, who was that?
Oh, he's that racetrack tout who used to hang around Santa Anita. What a guy. Come on, let's get away from him, huh?
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. I want to stop the lingerie counter. I like this shade, miss. I'll take this pair of two-thread hose.
You're wrong, lady. This hose is three threads.
Oh, no, it's two-thread.
I beg your pardon, but it's three threads.
Listen, sister, don't argue with me. Not so long ago, I was standing right where you are.
That's telling her, Mary.
I don't know why I'm so fresh. She's making more money than I am.
Only during the holiday season. Anyway, Mary, you don't have to buy stockings. I was going to give you a pair for Christmas.
I'll buy my own. I wore the stockings you gave me last year, and everybody thought I was a nurse.
Well, how do I know the kind you want? Now, come with me while I get the flowers.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Your time is catching up with you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kitzel. Hello, are you doing your Christmas shopping?
Look at these armloaded bundles, the things I am buying.
Now, what's in that long, thin package?
This is a present I'm sending to my brother-in-law. It's a hacksaw.
A hacksaw?
If he gets it in time, he'll be home for Christmas.
Mr. Kitzel, your brother-in-law is a prisoner?
No, he's the warden.
Well, if he's the warden, why does he want a hacksaw?
He was playing truth or consequences with the prisoners, and he lost.
Oh.
Say, Mr. Kitzel, what are you getting your wife for Christmas?
I got it already here in this box. It's a beautiful fur coat.
Well, that's nice. What is it, a fox or sable?
On the label, it's sable. In the box, it's fox.
Thank you. Well, don't you know what you bought? I mean, didn't you ask the salesman?
For $29, I should start an argument.
Well, maybe you're right. She'll probably like it anyway. Well, goodbye, Mr. Kitzel.
Merry Yuletide, Mr. Benny.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Say, Mary, while you're waiting for your stockings, I'm going over and pick out some flowers for Gladys. Gee, all these flowers are so beautiful. But I think I'll get these roses. Yeah, they're the nicest.
Hey, Jack. Jack.
Uh-huh?
What you doing?
I'm buying flowers.
What kind?
I'm buying roses.
Uh-uh.
What?
Take the carnations.
But look, I don't want carnations. I want roses.
Come here a minute.
Huh?
Don't be a jake. The roses are $1 a piece. That's even money.
I know.
The same don't want carnations will get you 6-1.
Six to one.
Don't take my weight for it. Here it is in the seed catalog.
Look, Mr.
I'll show you. Now, let's see. Poppies, gladiolas, chrysanthemums, poison ivy. Now, that's been scratched. violets, daisies, roses. Yeah, here it is, roses. Blooms early, fades in the finish.
Well, look, I don't care what it says. I'm still going to buy the roses.
Okay, it's your money.
I wish that guy would leave me alone. Say, oh, miss, miss.
Now, let me see. I have my rifle, cartridges, my rod and reel and hooks.
Yes, sir. Now, is there anything else you need?
Oh, yes, yes, a tent.
Very well. How about this one over here?
Well, that looks good.
Shall I have it delivered?
No, just put sleeves on it. I'll wear it home.
Oh, Don, Don.
Oh, hello, Jack. Hello. Doing your last-minute shopping?
Yeah, I was just going over to the perfume counter to get a present for my sister, Florence.
Well, Jack, before you go, I want to show you something I bought you in the toy department. I gave you something like this last year, but you broke it, remember?
Oh, yeah, but Don, that was last year. I'm too old for toys.
But, Jack, this is so novel. Now, just look at it. A set of toy wooden soldiers.
Now, that's not for me, believe me.
Well, now, just watch what happens when I wind them up.
Now, people are watching. Don, you can show it to me at home.
Here it goes. Wind them up again.
Never mind, Don. Forget it. It was nice of you to think of me anyway. I'll see you later.
Jack, I've been looking for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I stopped to talk to Don Wilson. Oh, say, Mary, don't let me forget to buy something for Fred Allen.
Fred Allen?
Yeah. I don't know what to get him. He has nothing. Oh, I'll buy something for my sister first. Here's the perfume counter. Pardon me, sir. I'd like to buy some perfume.
Okay, mister. What kind of perfume would you like?
Well, I don't know. What's popular right now?
Well, here's something that's not too strong, yet leaves a trail of broken hearts.
Oh.
It's called Avec tray, je t'aime beaucoup, my cherie, tray bean.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't take French when I was at Harvard.
Oh, well, anyway, I don't think I'd like that. What else have you got?
Well, here's some other perfume called Essence of a Locker Room.
No, I don't want... Say, here's a perfume that looks nice. How much is that?
68 cents a gallon.
68 cents a gallon? What do you think, Mary?
The same as you. The price is right.
I didn't mean that.
If you want something cheaper, here's some perfume for only 25 cents.
25 cents? What kind of a bottle does that come in?
That don't come in no bottle. We keep it on tap.
On tap?
When I draw it fast, you ought to see the head on it.
Well, never mind. I'll get something else.
By the way, mister, they put a fellow like you behind the perfume counter.
Oh, my regular job is in a delicatessen department slicing Limburger cheese.
Limburger cheese?
Yeah, once a month they send me here to neutralize me.
Well, you must have just come up. Come on, Mary, let's go... Mary, let's go to another counter and see...
Oh, look! There's Rochester buying some cufflinks.
Oh, yeah, I wonder who they're for. Let's sneak up behind him and listen.
I think these are beautiful. They're very unusual.
Yeah, but I don't think my boss would like them. They ain't his style.
I see. What type of man is your boss?
Well, he's medium tall, medium weight, and rather conservative.
By conservative, you mean he's parsimonious?
Parsimonious? What's that?
Frugal.
What's frugal?
Thrifty.
You're headed in the right direction, but you've got a long way to go.
If I had those cufflinks already, I'd fire him.
Quiet. I want to hear this.
Now, let's see. Maybe he'd like something else. Why don't you buy him a nice wallet?
He ain't got no use for a wallet.
Where does he keep his money?
California Bank, Bank of America, Security First National Bank, and a Philco Deep Freeze.
A Philco Deep Freeze.
Mr. Benny likes some of his money in cold cash.
Rochester.
Oh, hello, boss. I didn't see you.
I know you didn't, but if you're going to buy me a Christmas present, buy it. Don't discuss my personal affairs.
Yes, sir.
Now, come on, Mary. Let's go. Oh, say, Mary, there's one thing I still have to get.
What's that?
A present for Don Wilson. I can get it right over here at this counter. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking of getting...
Say, your face looks familiar. Didn't I wait on you last year?
Yes, I believe you did. I was thinking of getting...
Now I remember. You bought a pair of shoelaces, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Now, I was thinking of getting...
You couldn't make up your mind whether to get plastic tips or metal tips.
That's right.
Jack, let's get out of here.
Wait, Mary, I have to buy Don's present. Mister, do you happen to have...
I remember how you kept coming back. First you'd get plastic tips, then you'd change to metal tips. Plastic tips, metal tips.
It was a hard decision to make, you see. Now, mister, I'd like to get...
Metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips.
Jack, get out quick.
Wait a minute.
And you came back again and again and again and again.
Mister.
All the other clerks went home, but I had to stay.
Look, mister.
But you're not going to do it to me this year.
Jack.
Plastic tips, metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips. Get out of here. Get out of here.
But, mister...
Plastic tips, metal tips, jingle all the way. Everybody else had fun, but here I have to stay.
Come on, Mary, let's go.
Plastic tips, metal tips, jingle all the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, since this is our Christmas show, we feel that it is fitting to close with a medley of Christmas carols sung by Dennis Day.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above. hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm Justine Ward, your host. Next, we have an episode of Dragnet set in 1950s Los Angeles. Baby Jesus has disappeared from the church creche, and solving the mystery falls to Detective Sergeant Joe Friday, played by Jack Webb. Here is Dragnet, Christmas Jesus Statue Stolen, first broadcast December 22nd, 1953 on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Dragnet. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to burglary division. You get a call that an important piece of religious art has been stolen from the oldest church in Los Angeles. There's no lead to its whereabouts. Your job? Find it. Dragnet, the documented drama of an actual crime. For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case from official police files. From beginning to end, from crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action.
It was Wednesday, December 24th. It was cold in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of burglary division. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Bernard. My name's Friday. I'd gone across the street to buy stamps for some Christmas cards I was sending out. It was 9:15 a.m. when I got back to room 45. Burglary. I sat down at a table in the squad room and I started to address the cards when Frank walked in carrying a stack of Christmas boxes.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Christmas cards, huh? A little late, aren't you?
Well, I was going to send them out Monday, but we had that steak out.
You ought to get married, Joe.
Yeah?
It's the only system. Faye does all that stuff for me. Laundry, mails cards. Only system.
Might help.
I brought in your present. Want to open it now?
No, I'll wait.
I always open a couple a day before.
Why?
Well, it puts you in the spirit ahead of time. I opened Phil's this morning.
Who's he?
Faye's brother in Denver. Gave me a magazine, one of those funny ones.
What do you mean, a comic book?
No, one of those funny ones, you know.
No, I don't, Frank.
Well, some of the pages have holes in them. You look through and there's a picture on the next page.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those on the newsstand.
They have cloth pasted in.
Cloth?
In the ads. If you want to buy a suit, they have a sample right there.
You mean you can feel it?
Reach right out and feel it. It was one for $200.
A suit?
Sure. Cloth comes from Scotland.
What's it made out of, solid gold?
No, they got a special kind of goat over there. It's real smooth.
Not a goat, Frank. A sheep.
Well, it's a special kind of sheep, then, because a suit costs $200.
You gonna get one?
I told Faye. She said, wear the sample. Anything doing?
Fanning and Pryor were in on that market holdup.
They come up with anything?
Pound of air. Nothing else.
I hope it stays quiet. I got more shopping to do.
I finished.
What'd you get, Ann?
Stationery set. Some paper and envelopes. Leather binding.
Joe, you'll never learn.
Well, what's the matter?
No woman wants a stationery set. Get her something personal.
Well, it's got her initials on it.
No, no. You want something more sentimental. Romantic.
What'd you get, Faye?
It's different in her case.
What'd you get, Faye?
Sewing machine.
That's romantic.
Well, it isn't a way.
Why didn't you buy her a catcher's mitt?
Burglary Friday. Yes, that's right. You have the right department. All right, Father, we'll be right down. No, you can tell us about it there. Goodbye.
The old mission church, they've had a theft.
Collection money?
Statue of the child Jesus. Frank and I checked out of the office and rode over to the church at the corner of Sunset Boulevard and Main. The Old Mission Plaza Church, founded 1781, the year Los Angeles became a pueblo. The outside was typical early Spanish design, complete with mission arches. It was made of adobe and painted white. They called it the Queen of the Angels. The Padres from down in Mexico built it. The devout Mexicans in town still attended services there. 10:05 a.m., Frank and I crossed through the courtyard. It used to be the old stable, but the Spanish priest changed all that when it became a mission. Stonemasons paved the stable floor and made it a courtyard. They planted grapevines, trees, and flowers. A young priest crossed the courtyard to meet us. He'd been sitting on a stone bench reading his morning prayers, as priests had done here for 172 years. We asked for Father Xavier Rojas, who'd communicated with us. We were told he was inside. We entered a side door. The church seemed to glow with the hundreds of votive candles flickering on both sides of the altar and at the shrines throughout the church. It was empty except for a few people praying. Surrounding the main altar were several old oil paintings and gold frames. The air was heavy with the scent of Advent flowers. We found Father Rojas up near the sanctuary, looking at the nativity scene. He told us about the crib. It was a $70 duplication of the scene at Bethlehem. The parishioners had taken up a collection for it 31 years ago. It was put up every year on December 22nd and taken down after the holy season. It was beautiful, except that one of the shepherds had lost an arm, the sheep was old and cracked, and the infant Jesus was missing. Father Rojas led us back into the sacristy.
I'm sorry to bother you, man.
It's all right, Father.
Especially now, the holiday season.
We cash our checks, Father. You want to tell us what happened?
Or what you think happened?
I discovered the statue was missing right after the 6 o'clock mass.
You say the 6?
Yes. I started over to the rectory and stopped by the crib.
Was the statue there before mass?
I don't know, but it was there last night.
How late is the church open?
All night.
You leave it wide open so any thief can walk in?
Particularly thieves, Sergeant.
You say it was there last night, Father. How late?
10 or 11 o'clock. We had confessions.
No one saw it after that?
One of the altar boys. He says it may have been there. He thinks it was.
Did he see it?
He's not sure.
What's his name?
Pardon me. Here's the schedule. You'll find the names for every mass there.
Was there a big crowd at the 6 o'clock mass, Father?
Not too many. 7's the big one. People on their way to work.
Did anyone stay after mass, did you notice?
Not especially. I came back here, took off the vestments. I suppose it was 10 or 15 minutes before I went back in the church.
It was empty then?
No, people were coming in for the 7 o'clock.
Are these the Alder boys, James Corneen and Joseph Heffernan?
That's right. Joe's the one who mentioned it might have been there.
Did you check with the other priests, Father?
Before I called you. None of them knows anything about it.
Just for a check on the pawn shops, how much is the statue worth?
In money?
Well, that's the point in pawn shops, Father.
Only a few dollars. We could get a new one, but it wouldn't be the same. We've had children in the parish. They've grown up and married. It's the only Jesus they know.
We understand.
And we've had children who died. It was the only Jesus they knew. So many of the people who come here are simple people. They wouldn't understand, Sergeant. It would be like changing the evening star.
We'll do our best, Father.
That's why it would mean so much to have it back for the first Mass on Christmas.
Not very long, Father.
Less than 24 hours.
If anything turns up here, you know where to get in touch with us.
Yes. It's sad, isn't it?
How's that?
In so short a time, men learn to steal.
Yes, but consider us, Father.
Us?
If some of them didn't, you and I'd be out of work. 10:50 a.m., we notified pawn shop detail. Frank and I checked out the two Aller boys. The first one, James Corneen, said he knew nothing about the missing statue. The second one, Joseph Heffernan, was not at home. His father said he had a part-time job, but he'd have him get in touch with us right after lunch. By 11:30 a.m., we'd run out of book procedure. We had a man to find. Our only clue, he'd been to church. 11:33 a.m., we checked the phone books for the names of religious stores in the area. Two of them were closed. We tried the third. When we got there, the only person in the store was an elderly man sitting by a table. In front of him was a large, beautifully carved chess set. We're police officers. My name's Friday. This is my partner, Frank Smith.
Pleased to see you. Caught me in the middle of a big chess match.
Where's your partner?
Up in San Jose. We've been playing for years.
Same match?
No, just 2 or 3 months on this one. What I meant was we've been playing different matches for years.
I see.
You know, we do it through the mail. I send him a move, he sends me one.
Must keep you on your toes.
Except during the holidays, the mail gets all fiddled up. That's no good.
Guess not.
Slows things down, that's no good. I like to catch him off guard.
You, Mr. Flavin?
How do you know? We never met.
Your name's on the window out front.
Mr. Flavin, we checked the other two religious stores in this neighborhood. They're closed.
This is the best one anyway. 50% European items.
We're checking the stores around the Mission Church.
For what?
Statue of the Child Jesus. Do you have one we could look at?
Sure.
No, sir, a larger one.
You don't want a larger one, unless it's for a church. That's where you want a larger one.
Could we see it, please?
Not my due to butt in. But unless you live in a big place, this will make your living room all a kilter.
Yes, sir. Do most of the people who go to the Mission Church trade here?
Good many of them, especially the kids.
Why kids?
More religious. Check on yourself. See if kids aren't more religious than you.
Might be so.
That's what's wrong with the world. Oh, I don't mean you're wrong with it. Everybody.
Yes, sir. What if we could stick to the point, Mr. Flavin?
Sure. A lot of people from the Mission Church come in here.
Do people ever come in and sell back a religious article?
Like a prayer book or rosaries?
Yes, sir.
Second hand, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Not since I've ever been around. It's silly.
Why?
People don't have religious articles so they can get rid of them. They have them so they can have them.
But if a man had a statue and wanted to sell it, he'd come to a place like this.
Sure, but he wouldn't want to sell it.
He would if it was stolen.
No, sir. If a man was to steal a statue, he'd be crazy or something like that. The only place he'd want to go is where crazy people are.
You may be right, Mr. Flavin.
I don't know what you fellas are looking for, but if it's somebody who stole a statue, he's crazy and you won't find him. You won't find him as long as you live, or in a million years.
That should cover it. We checked religious stores out as far as Van Ness. We asked the same questions. The owners gave us the same answers, but none of them were as encouraging as Mr. Flavin. Frank and I had lunch and reported back to the office. It was 1:30 p.m. when we started into the squad room. The captain was just coming out.
I just checked for you in the lunchroom.
So we've been out on that theft at the mission.
May get some action on the Patterson case.
They locate him?
They think he's on the bus from Sacramento.
Well, that means the Bakersfield police.
We'll wait and see.
One of you fellas, Sergeant Friday?
He is.
I'm Joe Heffernan. My father said you wanted to see me.
Well, sit down, son. You didn't have to come in. A phone call would have worked.
My father said to get on over. He says that any kid that uses phones is lazy.
We want to ask you about this morning.
You serve 6 o'clock mass?
Yes, sir. I'm senior boy, so I get the 6.
You're a senior and you take the early trick?
Yes, sir. That way, if you receive communion, You get to have breakfast sooner.
Father Rojas says you think the statue was there before Mass.
I didn't look, but I have a feeling it was there.
A feeling?
You know, how you have a feeling about something, but you're not sure.
Did you stay around long after Mass?
I put out the candles and hung up my surplice.
How long would that take?
About 5 minutes, maybe.
Did any of the people at Mass stay on?
Some always do, especially ladies.
Oh?
Maybe they don't finish in time, or else they start new prayers. I don't know.
So when you left, there were still some women there?
No, sir. That was at first. After I went back to the sacristy, there was only this one man.
What man?
He comes at 6 o'clock all the time.
Do you know his name?
No, sir. But he works down in Olive, you know, paint shop, where they paint signs.
Could you describe him?
Sort of medium. He's wearing a suit that didn't match.
Didn't match?
You know, different pants than coat.
How about his age?
Oh, he's pretty old.
Take a guess.
About 40, maybe. There's nothing particular about him.
Then why'd you notice him?
I've seen him before. And the bundle, I guess.
The bundle?
Out in front. I saw him when he was coming out. He had this bundle. And he almost dropped it.
How large a bundle?
It's hard to say.
Come on, son. Was it large or small, the size of the statue?
Not that big. Yes, sir.
Located the sign shop. The suspect didn't work there anymore, but we discovered his name was Claude Stroop. We found out where he lived. 2:25 p.m. We arrived there. It was a hotel for men, mostly old men, mostly down and outers. It was called the Golden Dream.
Police officers, we're looking for Claude Stroop.
Hope Claude didn't get in any trouble.
So do we. Is he in?
No. He's got room 307. You can check if you like.
We'll take your word. Were you on this morning? Yeah, the early shift.
Well, we don't have shifts. My uncle owns the place. I'm the shift.
Did Stroop spend last night here?
Came in about 11.
When did he leave this morning?
Around 6, maybe before.
Did he come back after?
8 o'clock or so. Then left. Supposed to be back at 10. And pulls this trick.
What trick?
Our program. He knows the other fellas need him.
Program?
They're here at the hotel. Every Christmas we have a program. Put up a tree and sing. They're mostly old fellas. Singing like that makes them remember back when they were kids. Then Jimmy Finn comes on.
Jimmy Finn?
He shares number 409. His family once had a lot of money, so he tells the fellas about it. Stories about Christmas. How they had this big log, and his grandfather used to start it up. And after dinner, everybody turned over his plate, and there underneath was a $20 gold piece. Brand new one.
When Stroop came in this morning, did he have a bundle?
I didn't see him come in.
You said you saw him.
I saw him go out after, but not come in.
When was that?
8. If you want to look for a bundle, I could give you his key.
We don't have a warrant.
It's all right. I know about police. It's all right with me.
It's not with us.
I didn't mean that. I just meant it was all right with me.
Good King Wenceslas lost look down on the feast of Stephen. When
they were three old men. You couldn't tell how much better they would have been with Stroop singing the fourth part, but somehow you didn't care. This was Christmas at the Golden Dream, and it sounded fine.
That night, though the frost was cruel, when the poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
This is the last rehearsal. I got most of the songs down pat.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's why it's a shame Claude isn't here. He's tenor and they need him to make it sound just right.
Does Stroop have a job?
No, sir. He used to have jobs. Not much lately, though.
Did he say where he was going?
No, he should have. The fellas need him.
When he comes in, will you call us?
Sure, and not say anything to him.
That's right.
I hope it's nothing serious for Claude. The fellas' troubles ought to be over.
Troubles?
Way back. It wouldn't count.
Tell us anyway.
Well, I don't know much about it.
As much as you know. Now, come on.
It was something back where he used to live. He robbed somebody or something.
What else?
That's all. It was a long time ago, way far back. But he forgot it all, the robbing and everything.
No, not quite.
Hmm?
He remembered it this morning.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. For Jesus Christ our Savior was born upon this day.
Back to the office and ran Stroop's name through R&I. If he'd been booked anywhere, we had no record of it, at least not under that name. 4:15 p.m., pawn shop detail reported back. No object resembling the statue of the child Jesus had been turned in. 4:18 p.m., I hung up the phone.
Patterson's on that Sacramento bus.
I thought Bakersfield had it.
They were supposed to confirm. They did.
Up at the station.
What about Fanning and Pryor?
They're still up.
Well, they'll be back soon. When's the bus arrive?
6 o'clock.
Well, there's plenty of time for them to make it.
There's more time for you.
We're still on that theft.
Can it wait?
No.
What is it, $10, $15 statue?
When's the price determine a case?
I realize it's a church statue, but that doesn't give it priority.
It's important to them, Captain. Joe and I promised to get it back.
What do you got on it?
Nothing much.
And why are you so big-hearted?
Burglary Friday. When? No. Don't say anything. No. Right. It's Claude Stroop. He just walked into the hotel. He's our suspect.
Nobody's leaked to him?
No.
You'll keep. You can run him down tomorrow.
It'll be too late then.
I need it for the first mass in the morning, Skipper. It's kind of a big thing for them.
I'm sorry. I can't juggle details around so you can get a statue back. If there's time later on, we'll do our best.
Yes, sir.
You better get over to the station.
Yes, sir. Will you call Father Rojas over at the mission?
Why?
Tell him we're too busy to work on that statue.
But we'll do it later.
Tomorrow or when we get a chance.
Why can't you call him?
Well, we better get over to the station.
If Patterson's on that bus, we don't want to miss him.
All right, I'll call him.
Friday.
Yeah.
I can send Fanning in priority. Might as well stay on that other thing.
Whatever you say, Captain.
You are listening to Dragnet, the authentic story of your police force in action.
p.m. We arrived at the Golden Dream Hotel. The desk clerk was right. Claude Stroop looked like a man who had his troubles at bargain rates.
Your name, Claude Stroop?
Yes, sir.
Police officers, we'd like to talk to you.
I didn't do anything against the law. Honest, I didn't do anything against it.
You haven't been accused.
I want to take you downtown.
We'd like to talk to you.
No, sir. I'm not going. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to talk to anybody.
You're half wrong already.
p.m. We returned Stroop for interrogation. He kept his word. He refused to talk. 6:05 p.m. Frank called Faye, told her he'd be a little late. Stroop didn't move for a whole hour. He sat and stared, but he didn't talk. 6:40 p.m. We got a final report from pawn shop detail. The shops were closed. There was no statue. Stroop still hadn't talked.
Don't you ever want to go home, Stroop?
If I was to talk, he wouldn't let me go.
Depends on what you'd say.
I'd say it wrong, and I wouldn't get home.
You won't this way either.
I'd like to go. You can bet on that. This is the seventh year we had the program, and I never missed a one. Not a single one.
Why don't you tell us what happened, Stroop?
How would I know you'd let me go?
You wouldn't.
I might as well anyway.
All right, what happened from mass on?
Well, there was mass. I came out and started down toward the hotel.
Back up.
I left my stuff at the hotel, and then I picked up George's car. I didn't steal it. He said I could have it any time I wanted. Only this time I didn't ask him. I took it and started out.
Well?
I should have asked, but I just didn't. I went over to Grand Avenue for the Christmas bulbs for this fellow sells in secondhand. It was coming out of the lot, but I did it.
Yeah?
The bumper must have caught the other car. Didn't leave too big a dent, but there was this long scratch. I got out and tried to wipe it off with my handkerchief. You know, spit on it like. Only it didn't do no good. I didn't think anybody saw. I don't know how you fellows found out about it.
I'll check auto records.
Right. Stroop, we didn't bring you down here to talk about that.
You didn't?
No. There's a statue missing from the church. A statue of the child Jesus.
You mean I took it?
You took a bundle out of church.
Yes, sir. That was my other pants for the program tonight. I had a place sewed up and there was a button on it. You can check. But I wouldn't take a statue.
I don't think you would either. He's clear at auto records. Go on home.
For the program? You mean it's all right?
Good night, Stroop.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Where to?
Well, I don't know. We could stay and work on it tonight.
Wouldn't do any good. We won't find it.
I don't think so.
No use kidding the priest. Build his hopes up.
Might as well go tell him now. Merry Christmas.
7:27 p.m., we found Father Rojas. Frank told him how it was, that we couldn't get the statue back by morning, but that we'd keep trying during the week. He said he understood. We told him we had to get on. As Frank and I started to leave, the doors at the main entrance to the church opened. It was a good 200 feet away. It was hard to be sure, but it looked like a small boy drawing a bright red wagon behind him. When he got closer, you could see he was no bigger than a pint of milk. It was a luminous-eyed little Mexican boy with a face as young as yesterday. The priest seemed to know him.
Paquito?
In the back of the wagon was the missing statue of the child Jesus. He picked it up gently and walked up to the priest.
Father Rojas?
He just stood there looking up at Father Rojas.
It's Paco Mendoza, the boy from the parish.
Ask him where he found it.
¿Dónde lo encontraste?
No lo encontré, lo cogí esta mañana.
He didn't find it, he took it.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Todos los años Paquito rezó por un camioncito rojo. Este año Paquito rezó al niño Jesús. Yo prometí al niño Jesús el primer viaje en mi camioncito.
He says all through the years he's prayed for a red wagon. This year he prayed to the child Jesus. He promised that if he got the wagon, the child Jesus would have the first ride in it.
¿Tendrá el diablo para llevar a Paquito?
He wants to know if the devil will come and take him to hell.
That's your department, Father.
No el diablo. Jesús ama a Paquito mucho.
We crossed over to the sanctuary. With the help of Father Rojas, the young boy replaced the infant Jesus in its rightful place, the crib in the nativity scene. Frank and I could have been wrong, but the small plaster statue seemed to approve. Mary, Joseph, the wise men, Gaspar, Melchior, Balthazar, the old shepherd, the young shepherd, the peasant, they all seemed to approve.
Vuelve a tu casa, Paquito.
The priest told the boy to go home. He took hold of his wagon and started the long walk out of the church. There wasn't much we could say. There wasn't much to say. We just stood there and watched him go. Halfway up, he turned to look back, and he went on out.
I don't understand how he got that wagon today. Don't kids wait for Santa Claus anymore?
It isn't from Santa Claus. The firemen fix old toys and give them to new children. Paquito's family, they're poor.
You have just heard is true. The names and locations were changed. You have just heard Dragnet, a series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice comes from the Office of Chief of Police W.H. Parker, Los Angeles Police Department.
Thank you for tuning in to the Old Time Radio Hour. Next week, we will continue the Christmas season with Bing Crosby and Lucille Ball. I hope you can join us then. I'm your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.